Wow. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Straight Up Missing. My name is Jocelyn. I'm the brunette. We've got Katie. She's the redhead.
Hello.
And we have Carly. She's the blonde.
Hey.
Carly's coming at us with another Straight Up Missing Persons case.
April Suzanne Wiss. She was 16 years old when she was last seen leaving an apartment complex in Wichita, Kansas on January 11th, 2000. April was living with her mother's friend, Dee, at the time, and the apartment complex was in the 500 block of Marion Road. When April left the apartment, she left the television on and all of the lights on. Just keep that in mind. A friend of April's told authorities that she saw her heading towards Pawnee Street and Broadway between 10 and 10:30 that night, and she has never been seen or heard from again. 2 days after she disappeared, April was scheduled to testify in a felony statutory rape trial.
What?
Okay. Of course, she did not show in court that day. Her mother stated later that April was unhappy about having to testify, but she had agreed to do it and she was going to follow through. Authorities do not know if her disappearance is connected to that trial, but like the timing is like, it's not good.
She was testifying in a rape case, like for someone else, basically.
She was, it doesn't say, it doesn't say that it was necessarily
if it was
her
for
trial.
Her. Or, okay, I see.
She just goes missing 2 days prior.
Come on. No.
Yeah, something ain't clean.
But Quinnies. At first, April was classified as a runaway, Quinnies.
Wow.
I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it. Can we just...
God.
Oh, so she was classified as a runaway at first. Her mother stated that April had been going through what she called a bit of a rebellious phase, and she was not obeying the house rules or keeping a curfew. She was 16. So she was living with her mom's friend, Dee, at the time, and this was probably to like get a little bit of space from her mom, like kind of experiment, like living not with her parent and but still having some sort of, you know, someone looking out for her because she's 16. She can't live by herself. And her mother said that April was happy with this new living arrangement. She was doing well. But April's mom also said she had often told her she wanted to move to California.
It's just something that we all say.
I know. Like, I don't
I've said I wanted to move to London since I was 10.
Exactly.
If Carly goes missing, I'm not going to say she's in London. Don't worry.
Exactly.
Investigators have since stated that April vanished under unclear circumstances and she is now classified as endangered missing. Authorities believe that April left that day with her pager, her keys, and her wallet, but she left behind all of her clothes and $150 in cash. This is really weird, and I feel even funny even mentioning it, but like it's everywhere that I read, so I feel like it just needs to be said. Something else that was always listed as something that April purposely left behind, and it's a freshly baked cake.
What she always left a cake behind?
When she went missing,
she left behind a freshly baked cake.
She just baked a cake. We don't know for who or
we
what
don't know
the occasion.
For who, for what, for why. Did she normally bake? Was this like she never baked and all of a sudden she decided
to bake? No, I bet it's got something to do with that trial. I feel I'm getting the vibe that a friend got raped and she had to testify on behalf of the friend. And so maybe she was making the cake for the friend.
That's
or something.
A good theory.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking maybe is she just baking the cake as like a thank you to Dee for letting her stay there and like hopefully like she can continue staying there for a little bit longer. Like
right.
Maybe they had a disagreement, you know, or like a little tiff over.
Jocelyn and I baked some cakes for boys one time.
Yeah.
You know?
All exactly. I do is bake and cook and bake. I love it. It's like, that's like, oh, okay. So maybe she was stressed.
Exactly.
Because right. when I'm stressed out,
Josh,
yes.
Josh, that's such a great
She's
point.
Stressed
that
about
is
getting to having to testify.
You're so yeah. right.
So
she
you
was
keep
stressed.
It keeps you busy, keeps you occupies you.
Oh, it's
but
such
like
a
it's
great
also
point.
Just a really weird thing.
It is.
Like,
it
she
is.
Left behind her clothes, $150 of cash,
and like a warm cake. Yeah, that's wow. weird.
It's also a little weird that she left the TV and lights on, but also she's 16 and not
16.
Paying, she's not
yeah.
paying electric bill, so like she doesn't care. Her social security number has not been used since she went missing, and there is no mention of whether she had a cell phone or not. April's mother theorizes that she was abducted and possibly became a victim of human trafficking. Very likely, but we don't mm-hmm. know. But her case remains unsolved. No idea the outcome of the statutory rape trial, because I don't know who it was involved. I hope it ended in some justice, but I'm not sure. April Wiss would be 39 years old at the time of this recording. She is described as a white female, 6 feet tall and 165 pounds with sandy blonde hair and hazel eyes. She was last seen wearing a white t-shirt, a navy blue jacket with gray lining, flared jeans. April also really liked to wear jewelry, and she was likely wearing a gold sapphire ring, a silver chain ring, gold hoop earrings, and a gold necklace with a Jesus pendant on it. Her nose is pierced and her ears are double pierced. She has three black dots tattooed on her right hand between the base of her thumb and wrist. And she also has several scars underneath her right pinky finger, scars on her left hand and left wrist, as well as her right wrist. And her nickname is Squeaky. Anyone with information regarding April's disappearance or her current whereabouts is encouraged to call the Wichita Police Department at 316-337-6552.
Listen to Straight Up Evil.